Ladies and gentlemen, tonight we have a very special presentation as we honor our Giants Pro Football Hall of Famers and pay special tribute to the latest inductee in the long line of Giant greats. Please direct your attention to the video boards for a look at these big blue legends.
Yeah, you can be the greatest, you can be the best, you can be the King Kong banging on your chest, you can beat the world, you can beat the war, you can talk the guy, go banging on his door, you can throw your hands up, you can beat the clock, yeah. You can move a mountain, you can break rocks, you can be a master, don't wait for luck, dedicate yourself and you go find yourself.
Standing in the Hall of Fame.
Now please direct your attention to the field and welcome the voice of the Giants, Bob Papa.
Well, I'm honored to be here amongst not only the greatest Giants, but some of the biggest icons in all of sports. Today they welcome a true legend into their special fraternity. So let's get it started and welcome these great Hall of Famers to MetLife Stadium. Traded to the Giants in 1961. He played in six Pro Bowls and was an NFL MVP. In 1963, he threw for an NFL record 36 touchdowns, which is still a team record. Number 14, Y.A. Tittle. This versatile player made the Pro Bowl on defense and offense in consecutive seasons, playing in seven overall. The NFL MVP in 1956 in the championship season. Number 16, Frank Gifford. This man defined the middle linebacker position and helped lead the Giants to the 1956 championship in his rookie season. He played in five Pro Bowls. Please welcome number 70, Sam Huff. Drafted in 1981, this linebacker would go on to change the game forever. 10 consecutive Pro Bowls, an NFL MVP, and two Super Bowls. He goes by two letters, LT. Number 56, Lawrence Taylor. This punishing middle linebacker played his entire 13-year career with the Big Blue. Nine-time Pro Bowler and lone captain of Super Bowl 21. Captain for life, number 53, Harry Carson. And Harry has a few words to tell us about Coach Bill Parcells. Harry?
Bill, simply put, for all the players who played for you, you were simply the best. We love you. For all the Giant fans in this stadium and around the country and around the world, thank you for bringing championship football back to the New York Football Giants. And for the members of the Pro Football Hall of Fame who are here, we want to welcome you to the Pro Football Hall of Fame, and we have one question for you. How does it feel to be a rookie again?
And now, ladies and gentlemen, to present Bill Parcells with his Hall of Fame ring. Please welcome the Pro Football Hall of Fame President and Executive Director, Stephen A. Perry.
Ladies and gentlemen, Coach Bill Parcells' outstanding contributions to pro football earned him the highest honor that any pro football coach could achieve when he was enshrined into the Pro Football Hall of Fame in Canton, Ohio, as a part of the class of 2013. There are three things that symbolize the elite and exclusive status of being a member of the Pro Football Hall of Fame. The first is the Hall of Fame gold jacket that Bill Parcells is wearing. The second is this bronze bust that will be placed on permanent display in the Pro Football Hall of Fame for all the world to see. And the third is this Hall of Fame ring. So, ladies and gentlemen, I'm honored to present on behalf of his fellow Hall of Famers and on behalf of fans throughout the football world this Hall of Fame ring to one of the greatest pro football coaches of all time, Pro Football Hall of Famer Bill Parcells.
Giants fans, now let's welcome the newest Giant Hall of Famer, Jersey's own Bill Parcells.
Thank you. You know, this game gives you an awful lot. And today it gives me the opportunity to say a last thank you to the Giant organization for their expressed confidence in me taking a chance on a young assistant coach. Also to my ex-players for their efforts on my behalf, and to you fans for your support and your kindness over the years. The best thing about all this is that it happens in the shadow of my hometown, and it happens with the team that I used to root for as a young man. Like the late Wellington Mara used to say, once a Giant, always a Giant.
Let's give one more stadium roar for Bill Parcells and the Giants Hall of Famers on this stage. Direct your attention to the video boards and look back at a tribute to Coach Bill Parcells.
I had the exact right kind of player, understood my personality, bought into the program at the absolute most critical time in my career. I'm grateful, and I'm thankful to every single one of you out there that had something to do with this. Thank you very much.
Good. be preachers. Be believers, be leaders. Be astronauts, be champions. Be truth seekers. Be students, be teachers. Be